9.
There, I'm ready for guests. Oh, except for that cobweb way up there. If I stand on this chair...
When life stretches you to the breaking point...
I can almost reach... Whoa!
Bone and joint walk-in care can put you back together again. No appointment necessary. Just walk in at 5200 Hummingbird Road in Wausau between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. and our orthopedic experts will treat you with great care. Visit bonejoint.net.
In a world where your tires are your only connection to the road, one man, four tires, free air. An epic battle against underinflation, tire damage, and even tire failure. In the ultimate fight for properly inflated tires, the warrior gives his heart, his soul, to keep those he loves safe on the road. Tires will inflate. Money will be saved. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
Fox.
The top of the fourth inning is on, with the Evergreens trailing by 2 runs. A loss ends the D.C. Everest season. 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order. Sleaford, a pinch hitter for Josh Merchant, and Alex Kell are scheduled to bat here. Sleaford popped out to the first baseman his first time up. Right-handed batter against Turner Wittig. Wittig's allowed only 2 hits and 1 run. First ball hitting, and it's a fly ball to center field. Actually, it's the second baseman going out, falls off the center fielder, and makes kind of an over-the-shoulder catch. John Moynihan, the second baseman, nice play going out there to make the catch. One swing and one out. In the last 3 innings, Wittig has gotten the lead batter out. Definitely one of the keys to success to pitching at the high school level. Can you get that lead batter and keep him off base? And Wittig has. In fact, I take that back. In all 4 innings, first inning two, even when the Evergreens got their run, they were able to keep the lead runner off. Josh Merchant, who was the starting first baseman, moves to the bench here. And who do the Evergreens send up? That is number 33, Avery Allard. Avery Allard is getting his first varsity at-bat of the year. Allard had been down with the JV. First pitch there is outside. Second pitch to Allard. Probably told to take until strike one, and that is a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Avery Allard is a lefty, and that's probably why he's up here to bat. Swings and misses. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Now, Avery Allard's been laboring at the JV level. Last time I saw him play was during the hockey season. He's a natural athlete. Hard pitch down low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sure, you'd trust a natural athlete here in this varsity situation if you want a left-handed bat off the bench. That's what Allard's up here for. 2-2 pitch. Hard fastball, that's outside. Ashwaubenon fans thought it had the black. It did not. I've got a pretty good view here. We're right up against the backstop. And we're at batter's level. 3-2 pitch coming here to Avery Allard. Here it comes. And that one misses outside. Avery Allard has worked out a walk. Evergreens have a one-out base runner. 4 walks now issued against Tanner Wittig. Here comes Alex Kell, who reached on a walk back in the second inning. Stole second. In fact, he banged himself up while sliding into second, either going head first or injuring his shoulder. Was left stranded there at second. Pitch from Wittig now is down low, and now for the first time in the ballgame, Wittig has lost his control for a moment. Tying run at the plate here as we play the top of the fourth inning. And the Evergreens love the top of their order up after Alex Kell. That pitch is inside. Nope, that's on the inside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. Kell backed off like he thought that pitch was inside. Home plate umpire disagreed. It's too close to take. The strike zone has been super consistent. Our home plate umpire has called a good game so far. 1 ball, 1 strike. Throw over to first base and the runner's back. The strike zone has been a little tight, but it's been very consistent. The high strike has not been in play. Blue has been a little generous on the corner from time to time. But again, it's been a consistent zone. 1-1 pitch. Runners going, hit and run. Lined out and caught by the shortstop. They're going to be doubled up here. Jack Monroe caught that line drive and is able to throw back to first base to double off Avery Allard. The hit and run was on, and it burns the Evergreens there. A line-out double play brings the top of the fourth inning to an end. Ashwaubenon will come to bat in the bottom of the fourth with the Jaguars leading 3-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Walsall West High School. I'm Chris Conley, where the Evergreens are now ready to use their third pitcher of the ball game. Ryan Kell came in with the bases loaded in the third inning, gave up a run or allowed a run to come in on a wild pitch. Charged to starter Brady Burrell. Ryan Kell's day is done. He gives way to Austin Behrens. Behrens started the year at the JV, but he's come up and has proven to be an effective varsity pitcher. In fact, Austin Behrens worked the third, fourth, and fifth innings, did not allow a run against Antigo last Thursday, and was the winning pitcher. Sean Lutke was the starter, and Lutke was effective too, but he worked only the first two innings and therefore was not eligible for the win. In fact, the Evergreens used five pitchers in that Thursday game, and all five of them were effective. So now we come to the top of the batting order in the top and the bottom of the fourth inning. Jake Immig to lead off against Austin Behrens, and Behrens' first pitch outside for a ball. Evergreens keep their starting pitcher, Brady Burrell, in at first base. In fact, we can close out the line on Brady Burrell, and we'll do that in just a moment. Behrens' off-speed pitch again up high. Third pitcher the Evergreens have used, and those off-speed pitches are just not anywhere near the strike zone. Brady Burrell, the starter, worked 2 1/3 innings. He gave up three hits, three runs. He left with the score 2-1, but he had walked the bases loaded in the third inning, and one of those runners came around to score. Austin Behrens throws the fastball there on the outside corner. It's a strike. He needed that one. Two balls, one strike. Burrell did not strike out anyone. He hit one batter, threw two wild pitches, and allowed three walks. One of those walks came around to score. Pitch there, off speed again from Behrens, and up high again, 3-1. Evergreens baseball on Fox Sports is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, devorneyorthodontics.com. 3-1 pitch, off speed pitch again at 3-1, up high, ball four. Jake. We mentioned in the last half inning that Turner Wittig, the Ashwaubenon starter, has not allowed the lead runner to reach at all in the ballgame. He's faced four lead runners. He's retired all four of them. The Evergreens have allowed the lead runner for Ashwaubenon to reach in three of the four innings. Immig has led off two of those innings. He's singled and now has walked. Kyle Mazeroski led off the third inning, and he walked too. So you just put yourself in those tough spots. First ball swinging popped up in the infield from Jake Monroe. Brady Burrell, the first baseman, makes the catch. One out. Monroe is working now at an 0-for-3 day. Did not move the runner over. Jake Immig stays at first base, and here comes Kyle Mazeroski. Number three hitter, he's got a walk, came around and scored in that third inning. popped out to third base, so officially 0-for-1. Runner is going. Off speed pitchers. Hagenbusch's throw down to second, almost threw it in the outfield. Stolen base. Evergreen's lunged back at the base, saying that Immig may have popped off the base. They don't get that call. Immig has his second stolen base of the ball game, and Ashwaubenon's got a runner in scoring position again. Ashwaubenon has methodically built this 3-1 lead. The Evergreens at one point led 1-0. They got a run in the top of the first inning. Ashwaubenon answered with a two-hit first inning, an RBI single from Hunter Fall to tie the game. Pitches inside, that hit him. Austin Behrens having his control problems here. Now there are runners on first and second, and catcher Mason Hagenbusher will come out and talk to his pitcher. Cole Hansen, big bat for the Jaguar lineup, cleanup hitter, will bat here with one out. Scoreboard shows zero. I know that there is, in fact, one out.
That brings up the designated hitter.
Jack Monroe's foul out.
Cole Hansen.
And here comes Cole Hansen to bat. We can also close out the pitching line on Ryan Kell, who worked two-thirds of an inning, and he came in with the bases loaded. Walked a man, allowed a run in a wild pitch. Ground ball to first. Brady Burrell knocks it down. Good job keeping it in the infield and goes to first and get the out. If that goes into the outfield down the line, Ashwaubenon would score a run. Instead, Brady Burrell backhanded it, kept it in front of him, and was able to take the ball over to the bag himself and get the out. That's the second out. On the hard out, the runners advance to second and third. But now there are two outs. Hunter Fall, who's delivered with two outs for an RBI back in the first inning, will bat here. Ashwaubenon has scored single runs in the first, second, and third inning, and the Evergreens are trying to keep them off the board here in the fourth. Barron's first pitch, that's a spinner that misses outside. Again, Barron's has not thrown that secondary pitch for a strike yet. The runners who are on base are the result of a leadoff walk and a hit batsman. Advancing on that hard ground out. That is the closest off-speed pitch that Behrens has thrown, but he's still left it a little high. And again, the high strike has simply not been called today. So Behrens is not going to get that break there, even though that was close to being in the strike zone. He's down on the count, two balls and no strikes. Right-handed batter Hunter Fall waits from right-handed pitcher Behrens. Again, doesn't want to throw him the fastball and leaves that up high. It's three balls and no strikes. You know, you don't have a choice about whether to throw him a fastball or not. I mean, they identify Fall as a fastball hitter, so they don't want to throw him that. But that approach only works if you can throw that other pitch for a strike, and none of the Evergreens pitchers so far today have been able to throw that secondary pitch for a strike. Down 3-0 here in the count. Fastball here, and he hits that one hard to left field. This is trouble. Hooking towards the wall of the ball. That hit the wall on a fly, but foul down the left field line. I thought for a moment off the bat that that might have been a home run. Instead, that ball did not carry as well as I thought. Again, it hit near the base of the wall, but on the other side of the foul pole. That's why you don't want to throw him a fastball. That was the only fastball in the sequence that Ball got. And he smacked it for a long foul down the left field corner. Instead, it's 3-1. So now Austin Behrens, see what he does here. Comes set. Fastball again. Chopped down the third base line. That's foul. All right, so I've learned what I need to know about Hunter Fall. He's a fastball hitter. He's seen two fastballs in this sequence that were thrown for strikes, and he's turned on both of them. Maybe you want to go with the curve, and even if you walk him, well, the bases are loaded with two outs, and you live to fight again. That's what they did, and the curve missed up high. Bases are now loaded, but there are two outs. Zach Immig will come up.
Brings up the catcher, number 34, Zach Immig.
When Immig came up to bat in the first inning, there were runners on first and second. He popped out. And when he came to bat in the third inning, there were runners on first and second and then moving up to second and third. He walked there. So Immig has yet to deliver a timely hit, and that pitch is just off the outside corner for a ball. The bases are loaded, so you have to deal with Zach Immig, the sophomore. just get the feeling that this is yet another one in a series of pressure situations for the Evergreens pitchers, many of them of their own making. Fastball there. That's over for a strike. And you know what? That was kind of a harder off-speed pitch. I mean, he took something off that, and that's the first time that Behrens has thrown something off-speed for a strike. It's a ball and a strike. Pitch there, that one misses. Two balls and a strike. That is brother Jake Immig, who is over at third base. Kyle Mazurinski is at second base, and Hunter Fail is at first base. We're waiting on a 2-1 pitch. Austin Behrens, swing and a miss. Zach Immig swung right through it. Now it's two balls, two strikes. Ashwambanon left the bases loaded last inning. So here we are in the fourth inning. They've already left six men on base, and they're about to strand three more if Austin Behrens can get this strike here. 2-2 pitch, off-speed pitch. That is strike three called! Big off-speed pitch for Austin Behrens, and they leave the bases loaded. Finally through the curve for a strike. It's about time, and the Evergreens work out of a big jam. Four innings complete. Ashwaubenon still leads 3-1. Back with the top of the fifth in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Chris Conley here, and we are glad that you are with us for sectional high school baseball playoff action. Evergreens are trailing 3-1, and they're on the bat here on the top of the fifth inning, and it's the top of their order. Mason Hagenbusher, Sean Ludke, and Mike Plaza ready to bat. For Mason Hagenbusher, how many more at-bats are remaining in his high school baseball career? Maybe this one and one more? Make the most of it. Need some base runners with the Evergreens trailing by two runs.
Leading the Evergreens off.
Sean Ludke, a senior, is also waiting in the on-deck circle here. He also must be aware that the time is growing short. Loser of this game goes home. Turner Wittig is out to work the top of the fifth inning, and his first pitch is up high for a ball. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call Tulusty and Kennedy SC Attorneys at Law for a free consultation. And that pitch is down low. They call that a strike? Scoreboard shows 1-1. And here comes Mason Hagenbusher. Fakes the bunt. Pulls the bat away. That's called. Are we at 1-2 or 2-1? No, it's 2-1. Right, scoreboard is wrong. And here comes the pitch to Mason Hagenbusher from Wittig. That's a breaking ball that just missed. Ashwaubenon fans letting the home plate umpire hear it. That was a little off the plate. 3-1. Wittig's pitch here. Down low. Ball four. Evergreens, for the first time in the ballgame, have a leadoff base runner. Wittig nibbled. He nibbled on the outside corner with the curveball and then nibbled there with a fastball that just missed outside. Hagenbusher's aboard. Sean Ludke to bat now. Big inning here for the Evergreens. Evergreens look to bunt and move the runner over, pushed up the first base line. Lucky is bunted foul. Today's D.C. Everest baseball game is sponsored by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. The batter, Sean Ludke, is looking to get a sign from his third base coach, Dave Langbin. Hit and run here. They throw over to first base. You've got your leadoff runner aboard with a walk. Evergreen's last hit. You have to go back to the third inning. Wyatt Brown single up the middle. As Schwabenon owns the hit column 3-2. Runner is going. Hit and run. Pitch is fouled off down the third baseline. As Schwabenon has action in their bullpen. Turner Wittig doesn't look like he's laboring. I would ride that arm as far as it takes me for what it's worth. Winner of this game will play Bayport this afternoon, scheduled for a 4 o'clock start. In reality, it'll start later than that. Curveball there from Wittig misses outside. A ball and two strikes to Sean Ludke. Ludke was not bunting there, so with two strikes, the sacrifice opportunity appears to be off here. So they're asking Ludke to deliver a single with two outs. He's reached on an error and scored. Ludke is 0 for 2 in the ballgame. Runner is going. Hit and run is on, and this is a soft drive. Bounces in. It's a single. Kind of fisted and landed just beyond second base in the shallowest part of center field. Sean Ludke has the Evergreens' third hit of the ballgame. And with none out, D.C. Everest has something going here. Runners on first and second. For Mike Plaza. And now we are going to get a visit to the mound. And do we have a pitching change coming up here? This is going to be tough luck for Tanner Wittig because Wittig has been pitching well. You may want a fresh arm, though, to deal with Mike Plaza, because Plaza is the big bat in the Evergreens lineup. And he'd be batting here with runners on first and second and none out. So Plaza represents the go-ahead run. The entire Ashwaubenon infield gathers around the pitching mound here and pitcher Tanner Wittig. Let's see if they're talking about how to pitch Plaza or if we're going to have a pitching change here. Nope, Wittig will stay in the game.
That bring up the left fielder, number 7. Michael Plaza.
So if Plaza delivers here, the Ashwaubenon bench will second-guess themselves about whether they're making the right decision here. If I was the Ashwaubenon manager, I would stay with Wittig in this situation, even though this is the third time through the lineup here. And a lot of times batters get the hang of whoever's pitching here. Plaza takes the first pitch. It's over for a strike. Tried something off-speed. Again, I heard some of the batting instructions to Mike Plaza before the game in the dugout as we were retrieving the Evergreens lineup. And it was that the first couple of pitches may be worth looking at. Well, there's a fastball in the outside corner. Plaza, who doesn't complain about anything, steps out of the batter's box and shakes his head like he thought that was a little outside. No one out, runners on first and second, and Plaza's down on the count 0-2. Here comes the pitch. Holds off there on a fastball that's down low. It's a ball and two strikes. That's good. I mean, what you don't want to do is when you have a call strike go against you that you disagree with, you don't want to suddenly think, well, gee, the strike zone's gotten much bigger. I got to swing wildly. Plaza did a good job laying off here. 1-2 pitch here. And there's a fly ball down the right field line, curving towards the right field line, and foul ball. Jake Immig gave a big run over there and could not catch up with it. And it falls harmlessly, a foul ball against the fence. 1 ball, 2 strikes. That's good. Mike Plaza gets a chance to compose himself, pick up his bat. Pitcher has to reset. Turner Wittig is a fast worker. I mean, if you stay in there, he's going to throw 1-2-3. You could be down on the count just in the blink of an eye. None out, first and second. Plaza, 1-2 pitch. Holds off there. That fastball's down low. Right, Wittig, I mean, he's a good pitcher. He's a smart cookie. He got ahead in the count. And now knows that you don't want to give Plaza a pitch that's too fat. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch. Up above Mike Plaza's head. Goes full. So Mike Plaza, who was down on the count 0-2, has not seen a strike since, and the count has gone to 3-2. Do you give in to Plaza and give him something to hit here? 3-2 pitch coming. It's a fastball, and he got under it and popped it up. Unproductive at bat for Plaza. Actually, a couple of infielders, they can't get it. The ball drops in. three players converge. They're going to get the force at second base, even though that ball dropped in. So there'll be no error because Mike Plaza is going to reach on an infield hit drop ball. Fielder's choice. We scored a fielder's choice that way. Plaza popped that ball up in shallow right field, and the second baseman, shortstop, and center fielder were all converging, and in the end, no one had it. And the runner at first base, Ludke, had to play that close to the bag, and Ludke was thrown out at second base when finally that loose ball was picked up. So Plaza is on first on a fielder's choice. Should have been an out, though. And Mason Hagenbusher, the lead runner, advances to third base. So one out and runners on first and third for Cody Cocker. Again, with only one out and the runner on third, that runner on third has got to come in. Evergreens try a double steal, and the ball gets thrown into the outfield, and the Evergreens are going to get a run. Mike Plaza was fielding second, and Zach Immig, the catcher, a sophomore, threw wildly. Wasn't even close to the bag. Threw it probably 10, 15 feet wide on the shortstop side and threw it into the outfield. Stolen base for Mike Plaza, and the runner, Mason Hagenbusher, scores on the catcher's throwing error from third base. It's 3-2 Evergreens. And Cody Cocker here is batting with a runner at second base. A hit to the outfield could tie the ball game. Pitches up high to Cocker. That's a ball. Evergreens with a golden opportunity to get this thing tied again. Plaza is at second, waiting the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Cocker delivered an RBI single back in the first, and he's walked. He's one for one today. And we need to call on Cody Cocker again here to drive in another run. 1-1 pitch, fastball, smacked, foul down the first base line. First baseman Quinton Hammer shields him over towards the first base line. So even if that ball stayed fair, I'm not sure that it would have gotten the run in. Not sure it would have gotten out of the infield. One out, runner on second, and the Evergreens have a run in. They have cut Eshwabanon's lead from 2-1. There's an almost wild pitch. Throw down to second, and that's thrown into the outfield. Unable to advance, though, is Mike Plaza. Plaza had a big lead and was going back to second when catcher Zach Immig threw wildly again. Plaza was going back to the bag and was unable to get up and change direction to get back to third. All right, so he's still at second. It is two balls and two strikes to Cody Cocker. One out. Tying run at second. Off speed pitch outside. Count goes full. The Evergreens getting this run in with the benefit of only one hit. Sean Lutke's single. Misplayed fly ball in shallow right field. And, of course, that run that came in put there by a walk. Cody Cocker swings and misses. Strike three. Cocker swung over a fastball. He got the fastball he was looking for. Here's Wyatt Brown. And you know what? In this situation, trailing by a run with the tying run out at second base, there is no one that I'd rather have at bat than Wyatt Brown. He's the hottest bat. He's Mr. Right Now, the Evergreens batting order. First pitch to him is up high. Brown is 1-for-2, strikeout and a single. Brady Burrell is on deck. Burrell was the starting pitcher, still on the short end of this 3-2 game. Burrell will bat if Brown can continue the inning. 1-0 pitch, off-speed pitch, and that is over on the outside corner. Delayed strike, but that was a nice pitch there. Wittig battled back and found the outside corner with that breaking ball. That's a pitcher's pitch. I'm not sure there's any batter in this game that can do much with a pitch like that. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. Give a fastball again. Wyatt Brown, now a curveball. Brown fouled that off. That's the pitch that Wyatt Brown has had trouble with all season. Did a good job to get a piece of that. The ball and two strikes. Evergreens trail 3-2, but a hit to the outfield could tie this ball game. Pitch to Brown, gave him the fastball, and outside corner, strike three. Wyatt Brown looks at a call third strike to bring the inning to a close. Evergreens get a run back, but they needed one more that did not come. The bottom of the fifth inning is next. Ashwaubenon 3, D.C. Everest 2. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
We're talking to Artie Ronnie. Artie Ronnie's Inside Support.
You brought up Ron Dennis, the head of McLaren Racing and the inventor of Ron Speak. And known for being ruthlessly brutal in his commentary, was asked about all these cost-cutting measures to allow some of the smaller teams to compete on equal footing. And Ron, true to his roots, he's against any idea of cutting costs. And his response, if you can't afford to race in F1, there are plenty of other places you can go race.
Straight to the point. I mean, hey, it's one of those questions. If you have to ask, it's too expensive for you.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Evergreen's junior right-hander Austin Behrens came on in the fourth inning, and he stranded the bases loaded. Despite walking two, he'll be run back out for the fifth inning, and he'll face 7, 8, and 9 in the Ashwaubenon batting order. Quinton Hammer, the first baseman, is going to lead off. All three of the runs in this game are charged to Brady Burrell. Hits have been hard to come by. Each team has only three of them. Barron's ready to start off Quinton Hammer, and that pitch is up high. Tried to throw him something off speed. Again, Austin Behrens threw that one off speed pitch for a strike. It was a call strike three with the bases loaded to end the last inning. Fastball there, chopped it foul. One ball, one strike. Today's Evergreen's baseball fan and we're baseball game, and we're glad you're listening. Lots of Ashwaubenon and Evergreen's fans with their radios here. We appreciate that. We're brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. 1-1 pitch, that misses outside. It's two balls and a strike. And by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and Jay in Weston. Behrens again pitching from behind, 2-1. Here's the pitch, curveball there. That drops in. All right. So maybe Austin Behrens has got that off-speed pitch geared correctly. Drop that one in for a strike. It's 2-2 to Quinton Hammer. Hammer is 0 for 2, struck out and grounded out in the game. Behrens shook off his catcher, Hagenbusher. Now he agrees. 2-2 pitch, and that's up high. Three balls and two strikes. Behrens didn't quite want to throw the fastball there. And now at 3-2, boy, the Evergreens can just help themselves so much if they can keep the lead batter off base. See if we can do it here. 3-2, and that's popped up. Foul territory. Does Hagenbusher have a play? No, he does not. Fouled over the screen and just barely reaches the crowd. We'll do it again at three balls and two strikes. Our state playoff games in the WIAA are single elimination, so the loser of this game sees their season end. The winner plays again this afternoon. They'll play Bayport. 3-2 pitch. This one's popped up, skied into the infield. Alex Kell is on the left side calling and makes the catch. And the Evergreens, yes! Keep the first batter from reaching. John Moynihan to bat here.
That brings up the second baseman.
Moynihan has singled and scored. He also walked in the third inning. Again, Ashwaubenon with single runs, first, second, and third. Austin Behrens kept them from scoring in the fourth inning, and now here we are in the fifth inning. So Behrens' job is to keep this right where it is in a one-run ball game and give his team an opportunity. First ball swing, this is fisted and popped up in the infield. On the right side, Brady Burrell catches. There are two outs. Turner Wittig, the pitcher. Pitcher will now bat. Have to decide what position a pitter is. It's the guy in the dugout who spits the sunflower seeds, right? Right. Wittig reached on a fielder's choice and an error. Stands to be the winning pitcher, pitches down low. Wittig in his last at-bat did not look particularly good. Flailed at a couple of pitches that were outside the strike zone. Reached when he put the ball in play. And just popped it up over the head of the second baseman. 1-0 pitch here from Behrens, and that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. You know, Austin Behrens has to recognize this situation. He's got the number 9 batter up. He's got probably a light hitting pitcher here. And he's behind in the count, 2-0. He's got to throw strikes here. When you're not sure if your batter is a lot of prowess at the plate, you've got to challenge him and make him beat you. And he misses outside again, 3 balls, no strikes. I mean, if you let Wittig reach, then you've got to deal with some of the big bats at the top of this Ashwaubenon batting order. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Intercity State Bank. Full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. A 4-pitch walk to Tanner Wittig. Unacceptable. Austin Behrens has now allowed 3 walks. Hasn't given up a hit.
Brings up the right fielder, number 1.
But now we'll have to get the third out at the top of the batting order. Jake Immig to bat. Immig a single, scored a run, walked. He's 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Yeah, Turner Wittig, the man who stands on first base, is the out that you really wanted. Runner is going here. Throw down a second. They're going to get him. He's out. And that ends the inning. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Not sure I agree with that at all. You take the bat out of the hands of one of your leading batters. And you know what? The Ashwaubenon coach is going out and talking to his pitcher, Turner Wittig. Like Wittig may have missed a sign or may have done that on his own. Okay. Yeah, that play didn't make a lot of sense. The third out is committed on the base paths, and Austin Behrens faces the minimum in the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the sixth coming up, and the Evergreens still need a run. Ashwaubenon 3, D.C. Everest 2, back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing that there may be a reduction. Call Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Buckmore!
We go to the top of the sixth inning. I'm Chris Conley, and Ashwaubenon leads D.C. Everest 3-2. Interesting decision for the Ashwaubenon Jaguars, because Turner Wittig was on base, thrown out at second of the last inning, and now they send him back out to the mound at the top of the sixth. Are the Evergreens facing a tiring pitcher? They thought about taking Wittig out in the last inning when the Evergreens reached him for a run. His first pitch to Brady Burrell, who leads off the top of the sixth, is down low for a ball. I've got to think if the Evergreens mount a threat here, I mean, if Brady Burrell reaches, maybe you think about Turner Whitting's day coming to an end. Whitting threw over for a strike there. It's 1 ball, 1 strike. And Brady Burrell looks down. He's 0-for-2. Strikeout, ground out. Evergreens got one run back on a catcher's throwing error back in the fifth inning. They need one more. Brady Burrell is hitting. This is sliced down the line. That's a fair ball in right field. Brady Burrell's going to turn the corner and will stay with a long single. A leadoff hit for the Evergreens. Good job hustling over by right fielder Jake Immig. Credit where credit is due. He sprinted over to the right field line to keep that from being a leadoff double instead of a single, and that's why Burrell's on first base. Good play in the outfield there, and a good piece of hitting there by Brady Burrell. Evergreens are going to use a pinch hitter here. Who's going to come up and hit for D.C. Everest? With a runner on first, the Evergreens. Well, who is that? We have number 20. That's Kyle Zableski who's going to bat here. Zableski is rostered as number 26 in his green uniforms. He wears 27 in the road grays. Kyle Zableski pinch hitting for Nathan Sleaford. Pitch there is outside. Zableski has worked ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. One of the Ashwaubenon fans behind us has just called on a higher authority trying to get a strike. That's not very nice, though, is it? Looking to bunt, pulls the bat away. That's down low. Three balls, no strikes. So the Evergreens were willing to try and move that runner over into scoring position and try and get this game tied with some small ball. Kyle Zableski for the season, limited at-bats. He's 3 of 17, and he has just walked a four-pitch walk. So is that it for Turner Whitting? Catcher is coming out to talk to his pitcher, but so far there has been no one popping out of the dugout. They're staying with Whitting here, for better or worse. Pitcher Austin Behrens will now be batting for himself. And Behrens is going to walk down the third base line to talk to his coach. And now here comes a visit from the Ashwaubenon bench. Maybe we will have a pitching change here. The Evergreens trail by one. There are none outs. The runner's on first and second. And you get the feeling that maybe Tanner Whitting is at the end of his rope here. Let's see. And they've just taken the ball away from Tanner Whitting. Pitching change coming up for Ashwaubenon, clinging to a 3-2 lead with two outs and none on in the top of the sixth inning. We'll be back to set up this new pitcher after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Excuse me, have you heard of radon?
Is that a gas?
Is it something that comes up out the ground or something?
It's like poison gas.
Something dangerous that you're supposed to check on to make sure it's not in your home.
Now it's your turn. Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True, radon is a radioactive gas. True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Answer true or false. Homes with radon problems can be fixed. True. Homes with radon problems can be fixed.
So what do you do about it? I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
If I don't take care of it, nobody else will.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Ashwaubenon has made a pitching change. Jake Imming comes in from right field, and he will take over for Turner Whitting. This is an interesting situation for Turner Whitting. Whitting stands to be the winning pitcher. He could be no decision if that lead run comes around and ties the game at 3-3. And if that second runner that he's left on the base paths over at first base comes around and scores, he could be the losing pitcher. So Turner Whitting has a big interest in what Jake Imming does in relief. Whitting is responsible for the two men on base. And that means there's going to be a new right fielder for Ashwaubenon. Try and get a look at who that is. As the warm-up pitches are being completed here. Very good. Appreciate that. Turner Whitting, the starting pitcher, will stay out in right field. So this is a straight change for the Jaguars. Our game situation. None out in the top of the sixth. The Evergreens have two men on, and they trail by a run 3-2. Austin Behrens is about to bat for the first time in the ballgame. Against the new pitcher, Jake Imming. See if Behrens is asked to bunt and move these runners over. You put two men in scoring position with a successful sacrifice. Steps off the rubber, and Jake Imming almost wheeled to second base. He did not throw over there. And Ashwaubenon has the full wheel on in the infield. They're going to try and move the shortstop over to cover at third, have the third baseman come in and cover. So they're expecting the bunt. They're going to let him swing away. No, he pulls the bat back, and the first pitch from Jake Imming is outside for a ball. You know what? When it's a new pitcher, I like the idea of tanking until strike one. What if this new pitcher can't find the strike zone? What if you can work out a walk and load these bases? That's what I'd be thinking here. Austin Barron's waiting. Jake Immings with a little bit of pressure here because he's got two men on. Pitch there. That misses outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Yeah, I'm going to make Jake Immings throw strike one here. The Evergreens have Brady Burrell at second and Kyle Zableski at first. And now Jake Immings, who doesn't really look all that comfortable on the mound, just stepped out again. And he's looking over to his dugout on whether he's going to pitch out here or what he's going to throw. Suddenly this just looks like a big opportunity for the Evergreens. It looks a little shaky for the first time for the Jaguars. Barron squared to bunt, pulls the bat away, and it's outside again. Three balls and no strikes. You know what? Immings just has to throw a strike here. I mean, the batter is willing to sacrifice himself, and when the team is willing to give you an out, you've got to take it. In danger of loading the bases with nobody out, here's the pitch. Austin Behrens gets the bunt down, and it's a good one. Immings off the mound, got a tough throw, got him at first base. That's a good play by the pitcher. Executed well all around. The Evergreens get what they want out of that. They move two men into scoring position with one out. But I will tell you that Jake Immings had to come off the mound and all the way to the third base line. He needed to throw a strike over to first base to get the out, and he did, just barely. So credit there to Jake Immings, because Immings, that was not an easy out there. Now with one out, the Evergreens have runners on second and third. And Ashwaubenon plays the infield in for Alex Kell, and the first pitch to Kell is a ball. A base hit for Alex Kell could give the Evergreens the lead as we play the top of the sixth inning. Nail-biting time for both of these teams. Good back-and-forth game. Immings pitches up high. And you know, for Ashwaubenon, when you go to the bullpen, you really want somebody who's going to come in and throw strikes. And so far, Jake Immings has not done that. Two balls and no strikes. And I think if I'm Alex Kell, I also want to take a strike here. Fastball that's bounced down the third base. Foul ball. Ooh, just foul. Oh, as close as possible to being fair down the line at third base. Now, this is a three-umpire crew, so the field umpire is right behind third base. He's got the best view of anyone in the house, and he called it foul. Talk about a game of inches. If that's put down the left field line into the corner, the Evergreens would have the lead and would be ahead in this ballgame for the first time since the first inning. Coach Dave Langbin is also coaching in the third base box and is right there. He's got a good look at that, too, and the coach did not protest, not too much. 2-1 pitch coming, off-speed pitch, and that smack into the corner left field. This is going to get down all the way to the wall. Extra bases. The Evergreens have tied the game. Coming around third and scoring, the Evergreens take the lead. Alex Kell down the left field line for a double, and it's 4-3 Evergreens. Alex Kell got a pitch that he could handle. Sent that one for a ride down the left field line. Burrell scored. Zableski scored. 4-3 D.C. Everest. And the Evergreens fans show their appreciation for the timely sixth inning hitting of Alex Kell. Mason Hagenbusher now to bat with Kell out at second base. Still one out. Evergreens would love to have an insurance run. First pitch is a ball to Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher's overdue. He squares as if he was going to bunt with one out. Pitcher steps off instead of delivering to the plate. Just moments ago, Alex Kell with a 2 RBI double to left field. Evergreens have their first lead since 1-0 in the first inning. Pitches up high, 2-0. Jake Immings in relief of Turner Whitting has been ineffective. The only out he's gotten has been a sacrifice. Behind 2-0 here, pitch to Hagenbusher. That's up high, 3-0. And, you know, if he loses Hagenbusher, the Evergreens have some big bats coming up. Ludke, Plaza, Cocker, they're the next men in the order for the Evergreens. So So Nashwaubenon will be in danger of falling further behind. Pitch here, and that misses inside. Nope, that's a call strike. That's been a strike all day. No problem with that. Three balls and a strike. Evergreen's Baseball on Fox Sports is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. That's ball four, and it gets away from the catcher on a wild pitch. Alex Kell will move up from second to third base. Mason Hagenbusher reaches, and the Evergreens with one out have runners at first and third. Yeah, with one out, the Evergreens absolutely need that insurance run that's 90 feet away. And here comes Sean Lutke. And now another visit to the mound from the Ashwaubenon bench. Are we going to have another pitching change here? I think we are. The move to the bullpen has not been made yet, but I think it is coming. And yes, the ball is being taken away from Jake Imming, and we will have a pitching change here. There is still only one out as we play the top of the sixth inning, and the Evergreens have retaken the lead 4-3. We will introduce you to the new Ashwaubenon pitcher after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
The new pitcher for the Ashwaubenon Jaguars is a hard-throwing left-hander, Kyle Monroe. Monroe was not in the ballgame earlier, so he is coming out of the bullpen. Monroe is a junior. Monroe's brother Jake is the starting shortstop for Ashwaubenon. So the Evergreens are going to turn everything around and do their one-out batting with a lefty. With the events in this inning, with the Evergreens scoring two runs here in the sixth, Turner Wittig cannot be the winning pitcher. In fact, he is now on the losing end of this 4-3 game. Both of the runners that were put on base that came around to score charged to Wittig. We can close out his line. Wittig worked five innings and then did not retire a batter in the sixth. Four hits, four runs, three of them earned. Wittig struck out four and walked six. Two of those batters that he walked came around to score. Lefty against lefty here. Sean Lutke now to bat against Kyle Monroe. One out. Got to put the ball in play. First pitch is on the outside corner. That's a strike. Kyle Monroe's got a lot of movement on his ball here, so he's going to be tough for a lefty. Dare I say squeeze here? Throw over to first. Runner is back. That's Alex Kell at third base. Mason Hagenbusher at first. Or maybe some kind of double steal. See if the throw is wild. I mean, the catcher here, Zach Imig, has thrown wild to second base twice in this ballgame before. So maybe you have Hagenbusher try and steal from first. Pitch here, that is up high, almost hit him. And the Evergreens have Mason Hagenbusher walking down to second, almost daring the catcher, Zach Imig, to throw down. And he does not. He did not want to risk that runner scoring from third base. So now the Evergreens have two men in scoring position and a 1-1 count to Sean Lutke. Here comes Monroe's pitch. That pitch is over. There's a strike, the ball and two strikes. Lutke must have thought that was a little bit high. He did not offer at it. It's a ball and two strikes. Two in scoring position, and the Evergreens have a 4-3 lead. Got to put this ball in play. And it's popped up, and it's in the infield. Not going to get a run in. Caught by the second baseman, John Moynihan. That's just about the only situation where you could put the ball in play and not get a run.
Here comes number seven.
Mike Plaza here. Two outs with two in scoring position. Mike Plaza can be the hero of the Evergreen season if he brings these two runs in with a hit. Plaza is 0 for 2 today. He was 1 for 4 when the team played last. Plaza's 1 for 4 hit was a bunt single. Earlier in the season, Plaza was hitting everything on a line. What a tough out he was.
Number 5, Lucas Matson.
Lucas Matson comes out as a pinch runner here for Mason Hagenbusher. So the Evergreens have even more speed on the bases. Kell at third, pinch runner Matson at second. And Mike Plaza to bat. What is Plaza on the season? Well, his 32 hits lead the team. Mason Hagenbusher is in second in that category with 26. He's 32 of 83. That's a .386 batting average. Spent almost the entire season, though, above 400. Here's the first pitch from the lefty to Plaza. Outside, ball one. And again, the Ashwaubenon fans, we want to make sure that's what the heck and not anything more than that. 1-0 pitch coming. And Plaza reaches at that one and fouls it off down the first base line. Again, Plaza didn't look comfortable with the swing on that. I think it is fair to say for the last couple of games, Mike Plaza has been a little bit discombobulated. No time like now, though. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Plaza. Curveball almost threw it over the head of his catcher. It's a pitch that had a lot of movement. That pitch was actually moving up instead of down, and the catcher, Zach Immig, had to get out of his crouch to keep it from going over his head. Wild pitcher pass ball would bring in another insurance run. 4-3 Evergreens. 2-1 pitch. Plaza there. There's one to handle. Bounce to second, though, and Plaza's going to be retired. John Monahan throws over to Quinton Hammer, and the Evergreens strand two in scoring position. They get two runs in, and the Evergreens take the lead, but they should have had more, and we'll see if that comes back to haunt them. The Evergreens get two runs on two hits, but they cannot pick up runners at second and third with one out. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning next, and suddenly the Evergreens lead 4-3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
There, I'm ready for guests. Oh, except for that cobweb way up there. If I stand on this chair...
When life stretches you to the breaking point...
I can almost reach... Whoa!
Bone and joint walking care can put you back together again. No appointment necessary. Just walk in at 5200 Hummingbird Road in Wausau between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. and our orthopedic experts will treat you with great care. Visit bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
It seems like Ashwaubenon has led in this ball game forever. And then the Evergreens get two runs in the sixth inning, and suddenly they've retaken the lead. So Ashwaubenon bats in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 4-3 as Austin Behrens is ready to work to the top of the order. Jake Immig takes ball one inside. Immig stayed in the ball game, even though he pitched only one-third of an inning. He got an out in that two-run sixth, and then returned to right field after he was lifted from his pitching duties. Barron's pitch there is down low, and he's behind in the count to Immig. Two balls, no strikes. Austin Behrens did not allow a run against Antigo in three innings of work. He's working his third inning here and has not allowed a run either. Curve ball, that's inside. He's behind 3-0. Behrens has allowed three walks, has struck out one, and has hit a batter. But he has not allowed a hit. Behind in the count, 3-0 to Jake Immig. Here's his pitch. Fastball, not curveball. Wouldn't throw the fastball there and left it up high. Tying run on first base. Evergreens have action in their bullpen. You know who the Evergreens kind of miss here? Austin Solomon had been very effective for the Evergreens in some of these situations earlier in the inning. I don't think Austin Solomon's shoulder is right. Solomon left in the middle of one of his pitching appearances, in the final week of the season. And I don't think he's fully recovered from that. None out and a runner on. Jake Monroe, first ball swinging foul down the first base line. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union with a mission to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Valley Community Credit Union, sound financial products and services with their newest location in Cronenwetter. Austin Behrens about to deliver an 0-1 pitch. Evergreens have finally retaken the lead. He throws over to first. Runner is back. And our game is brought to you by Mallory N. Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. See if Behrens is coming home here or if he wants to keep that runner on. Off-speed pitch, smacked, foul, first baseline. Jake Monroe swung at one of those off-speed pitches that was up high and tomahawked it foul down the first baseline. It's no balls, two strikes. Chris Conley with you. We are on the campus of Wausau West High School. Neutral field game, West hosting the state sectionals this year. Winner of this game will play Bayport later this afternoon. If it's the Evergreens, we'll have the game for you on Fox Sports. Should the Evergreens lose, season over. This is popped up. Foul grounds, out of play. 0-2. Evergreens took the lead in the top half of this inning. Single from Brady Burrell to lead off, a walk to Kyle Zableski, a sacrifice bunt to move him to second and third, and then a two RBI double from Alex Kell. How do you like the sound of that? Evergreens started that inning trailing 3-2, came out of the inning, or that half inning, leading 4-3. Now their job is to hold on to this one-run advantage. And Austin Behrens has not helped himself with that lead walk. Pitch there is up high, one ball and two strikes. Now, with none out and that lead runner on, Jake Monroe's job here is to make sure that he moves that runner over to second base. Got to get him into scoring position, either by a hit or a sacrifice. He's shown no intention of sacrificing here, and he's down 1-2. Off-speed pitch, did he check his swing there? Oh, where was that? Infield umpire gets the appeal and says no swing. That was a pitcher's pitch. Jake Monroe almost bit on it. And that borderline check swing does not go the Evergreens' way. It's two balls, two strikes. Austin Behrens, junior right-hander, comes set. Here is his 2-2 pitch. Coming home, curveball is outside, 3-2. I would bet that Coach Dave Langbin goes to his bullpen if Jake Monroe is walked here. And I'm not sure who is up and throwing there. 3-2 pitch coming, and it's up high, ball four. And just like that, as if he was listening to our broadcast, Dave Langbin has popped out of the dugout. And there are runners on first and second with none out. And let's see if Coach Langbin is indeed going to his bullpen. As the Evergreens, just like that, they get the lead. And then pitching unable to find the plate. And that is going to be it for Austin Behrens. The Evergreens will make a pitching change here. I'll give you the details on that when we come back here. Now they're keeping Behrens in.
For the Evergreens?
Nope, pitching change here. It is going to be Alex Kell coming in from shortstop to pitch. Why don't we take a one-minute break while Alex Kell takes his warm-up pitches? No outs in the bottom of the sixth. The Evergreens have a precarious 4-3 lead. None out and two on for Ashwaubenon when we come back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
We are Foxworks!
We saw Ryan Kell pitch earlier in the ballgame. Alex Kell will come on now in relief of Austin Behrens. Behrens worked two innings. He did not allow a hit. He walked five, though. Struck out one. He is not allowed a run, but is responsible for the two on. So Austin Behrens could be the winning pitcher, could be no decision. And if both of these runs come around to score, he could take the loss here. Number three hitter, Kyle Mazurinski, to bat. Here's the pitch. First ball swinging, popped up, foul down the first base line. Evergreens also make a defensive change here. Kyle Zableski moves over to shortstop. And I believe it is, that's Ryan Kell, who will play second base. And catcher Mason Hagenbusher is going to come out and visit his pitcher, Alex Kell. There are none out. And thanks to two walks to lead off the sixth inning, there are runners on first and second as Eshwabanon bats here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Evergreens 4, Jaguars 3. The home plate umpire is doing something with home plate, as if the actual home plate may have come loose in the dirt there. Wow. Or maybe he's patting down the dirt just in front of home plate there. Okay, Blue is back behind the plate now. And Alex Kell is ready to deliver his 0-1 pitch. Runner is going. Double steal. Throw down to second. And they throw Wiley into the outfield. And the Evergreens are able to backstop that ball. Kyle Zableski went behind the bag, backing up from his shortstop position, and he saved the Evergreens a run there on a double steal and what would have been a throwing error charged to Mason Hagenbusher. You know what? That's a little thing, but that's a really big thing. Shortstop Kyle Zableski got all the way behind third base, and if he didn't, that ball would have been thrown down the foul line, and this ball game would have been tied. Instead, runners move up on the double steal to second and third, and the count is 0-2. And the batter asks for time as Alex Kell was taking a long time to deliver his pitch. So a hit now could not only erase the Evergreens' lead, could give the lead back to Eshwabanon. Here's the pitch, and that's on the outside corner. Just missed. Stop! Called strike three! Delayed call, strike three, and Kyle Mazurinski is down. There's the first out.
Designated hitter, number 12.
Evergreens are still playing the infield back. So with a one-run lead, the Evergreens would trade outs for runs here, even though it would tie the ballgame. Cole Hansen, the designated hitter, bats now, and he takes down low for a ball. He is 0-for-1 in the ballgame, has reached after being a hit batsman, and he was issued a walk here. He's the designated hitter, so, I mean, he's the bat that Eshwabanon wants here. He is batting in place of the center fielder, Jarrett Curtis, who has not hit for himself so far in the ballgame. Pitch here, off-speed pitch, and that's popped up. Down the left field line, foul territory, and it's out of play. Mike Plaza gave it a long run and only saw to go over the chain link fence. You know what, that may be just as well. If Plaza catches that ball down the left field line, runner probably tags and scores from third base, even in foul grounds. Catcher Mason Hagenbusher goes out to talk to his pitcher. Home plate umpire goes out, too. Let's play, boys. One ball, one strike. Again, a ground ball to the infield will probably allow a run to score as the Evergreens are playing back for a play at first. First baseman Brady Burrell, though, is in, so if it hits to the right-hand side, Burrell may be coming home to try and cut down this run. Here's the pitch, and that's popped up shallow, maybe not deep enough to score a run. Foul territory. Mike Plaza calling catching. They're going to try and tag the run. No, he plays halfway, and a great throw from Mike Plaza. He would have been dead to rights at home plate if they tried to score him. The runner on third base does not advance. And if he did, he would have been the third out at home plate. Mike Plaza, not particularly deep.
Hunter Paul.
And then threw a strike on a fly to home plate. So that's the second out. Hunter Fall to bat. Falls had a good game, 1-for-2, single, walk, and RBI. He could deliver here for Ashwaubenon. I want to be careful with here. The pitch is down low. Maybe you don't issue an intentional walk here, but I'm not sure how many strikes I'd be throwing to Hunter Fall. Maybe I'd want to take my chances with the sophomore who's on deck, Zach Immig. Pitch there, outside corner, that's a strike. That's a pitcher's pitch. Alex Kell threw that hard and hit the outside corner. He hit his spot perfectly. Ashwaubenon is in danger of stranding runners on second and third. There are two outs here. Those runners both there, benefit of walks, no hits here for the Jaguars, and that pitch just misses outside. 2-1. That's fine. I mean, the Evergreens want to be careful here with Hunter Fall. And Alex Kell apparently knows that. He's gotten a little bit of a scouting report either while he was in the bullpen or from his catcher before he came out. Two balls, one strike. Fastball. That is on the outside corner. Hit his strike. The Ashwaubenon bench can't believe it. But that's a pitcher's pitch there. That pitch was strike one earlier in the at-bat, and it's strike two here. Two balls, two strikes. And the Evergreens are one strike away from stranding these two men in scoring position and preserving their lead. Here it comes off speed. Fisted to center field. This should be caught. Coming in, diving, and unable to get it. It's the center fielder. It's off the glove of Wyatt Brown, and the run scores. I thought Brown was going to have time to get underneath that. Instead, he had a longer run than I thought, and he had to leave his feet. And it went off his glove while he was fully extended. And the ball game is tied. And two runs have come in. And Ashwaubenon takes the lead.
That brings up.
Two runs come in on what was going to be a diving catch. And Ashwaubenon brings both of those walked batters around a score. And it's 5-4. Wyatt Brown was that close to making a play on that game. Instead, Hunter Fall, the number five hitter, burns the Evergreens. We've had another lead change in this ball game. Here's Zach Immig, the catcher, and he takes. That's ball one. Yeah, I thought off the bat that Wyatt Brown was going to be able to play that. But Wyatt Brown was shaded to left center field, and the ball was falling quickly in right center field. And even with Wyatt Brown's speed, he's unable to get it. Runner is trying to steal here. The throw to second is no good and goes into the outfield. Oh, my. The Evergreens are throwing the ball around. Hunter Fall will get credited for a stolen base and a throwing error on Mason Hagenbusher. He comes all the way around to third. So the Evergreens have lost the lead, and they now trail 5-4, and an insurance run, a big insurance run with two outs, is sitting on third base. And it's 2-0 to Zach Immig. Austin Behrens now stands to be the losing pitcher as both of those runs are charged to him. Pitch there is up high, and it's 3-0 to Zach Immig. Quentin Hammer is on deck. So close to getting this third out and getting out of the inning with no damage. I can't tell you how close Wyatt Brown was to laying out and making that catch. Pitches a wide strike on the outside corner. I believe the count here is 3-1. Scoreboard indicates otherwise. Yep, three balls, one strike. Runner on third with two outs, and Ashwaubenon has retaken the lead 5-4. Here's the pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. Well, that was strike three. Tipped into the glove of Mason Hagenbusher, and the inning comes to an end. Ashwaubenon gets two runs on only one hit. Two walks come around to score. The Evergreens are down to their last at-bat in the top of the seventh inning, and they trail 5-4. Cody Cocker, Wyatt Brown, and Brady Burrell are due up when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your views together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
So the Evergreens walk into the Last Chance Saloon down by 1 run with 3 outs to do something about it. Top of the 7th inning is on. Ashwaubenon 5, D.C. Everest 4. Evergreens took the lead in the top of the 6th inning and gave it back in the bottom of the 6th inning, each team tallying 2 runs in that frame. And Wyatt Brown, who came so close to laying out and making that game-saving catch that would have stranded the 2 runs that came around and scored, he'll bat second against Kyle Monroe, the left-hander. Cody Conker to leave it off. This is lefty against lefty. Monroe came in the 6th inning and retired the 2 batters that he faced. So the Evergreens have yet to reach against Kyle Monroe. First pitch is outside for 1. Evergreens would love to get this leadoff man aboard. Cody Conker is 1 for 2. He's been on base twice. That pitch is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Cocker's got to take this pitch here. Kyle Monroe, 3rd Ashwaubenon pitcher used in the game. Top of the 7th, and the Evergreens need to get a run across. Curve, didn't move, didn't stay down. It's up high. 3 balls, no strikes. Can the Evergreens get their leadoff man aboard for Wyatt Brown? Brown's had a frustrating day. He'd love to use the next at-bat to turn things around. 3-0 pitch. That's inside. That's 4. 4-pitch walk. Evergreens have the tying run on first base. What a pressure cooker finish we're going to have in this ballgame. Wyatt Brown's got to be frustrated that he almost made that diving catch in the outfield. Wyatt Brown's last at-bat, he struck out with runners in scoring position in the 5th inning. Where the Evergreens got a run in, but wanted more than that. Wyatt Brown was unable to deliver. So no time like the present. Leadoff man is aboard. Maybe Wyatt Brown was, he's the hottest bat. You bunt here? Yeah, they were going to Allen bunt, and he takes a strike. So that's how the Evergreens want to play this. Move the runner into scoring position with 1 out, and then potentially have 2 whacks at trying to bring him around. So Brown took strike 1. There's a throw over to first base. Cody Conker is back. Ashwaubenon with 5 runs on only 4 hits. 3 errors. I mean, the Evergreens' weakness in this ballgame, far too many walks. Brown squares to bunt, pops it up, and almost off the pitcher's glove. Everyone's going to be safe. The pitcher dove for that ball, could not come up with it, and Wyatt Brown speeding down to first base is in there. The pitcher should not have left his feet there. There's no reason to try and play that on a fly. You could let it bounce, pick it up, and throw to first base, and you'd have the sacrifice. Instead, the pitcher, Kyle Monroe, dove for it, went off his glove, and then he was unable to make a play. A hit for Wyatt Brown, infield hit. And the Evergreens have none out, runners on 1st and 2nd for Brady Burrell. I would imagine that Brady Burrell's going to sacrifice the 2 men over. Nope, he's not. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits. CCUWausau.com. Evergreens need 1, and there's a balk just called on the pitcher. Kyle Monroe came set and then broke his arms, and it was a balk. Called instantly. Right. The fans around me who are knowledgeable saw that. That was a double set. Monroe came set and then reset, and the infield umpire called it. And the runners advanced to second and third on the balk. And that was the correct call, and it was an obvious call, too. Now Brady Burrell can tie this game by just about any kind of hit, and Ashwaubenon's going to play the infield in. A hit to the outfield could bring in two and give the Evergreens the lead again. Pitch to Burrell, swing and fouled off. One ball, one strike. There are none out, and there are runners on second and third. The Evergreens need to get one of these runs in to keep the ball game going. And again, Ashwaubenon plays the infield in. Ground ball hit directly to one of these infielders. The play is coming home as Ashwaubenon tries to protect this one-run lead. Pitch to Burrell. Fists it foul down the first base line. One ball, two strikes. Again, there are lots of ways to score this runner at third base. Hit it through the infield, sacrifice fly to the outfield, clean line drive. What Brady Burrell cannot do here is strike out. A strikeout and nothing good happens, except it just costs you it out. So here comes Kyle Monroe's 1-2 pitch, a big one coming. That's down low, almost threw wildly. His catcher is Zach Immig. You know what, Zach Immig went down and stopped that with the glove. A more fundamentally solid catcher, when he becomes more experienced, only a sophomore, will know that you want to get your body in front of that. Make sure your pitcher has not cost a wild pitch there. 2-2. Burrell looks down at third base, gets his sign from Langbin, and Burrell asks for time just as Kyle Monroe is about to deliver. Umpire granted time just before Monroe was about to pitch. In fact, Monroe was practically in his windup. Two balls, two strikes. See if Burrell can shorten up and make contact. He swings and misses. He struck out. Okay. Now Kyle Zableski to bat.
Brings up number 27, Kyle Zableski.
So the Evergreens had runners on second and third with none out. Now there are still runners on second and third with one out. Bottom line is the Evergreens will have their only themselves to blame if they can't keep this ball game going. First pitch, swing and a miss, Kyle Zableski. Ashwaubenon still plays the infield in. Now, Kyle Monroe is a lefty, and he's a pretty hard thrower, so he's not an easy pitcher to hit. This is kind of an unusual look, but the Evergreens have to make contact. Looking to bunt, they tried the suicide squeeze, and they're going to have the runner caught in a rundown here. Trying to score and tagged out at the plate. And the Evergreens tried to squeeze, and it's unsuccessful. And Cody Cocker lowered his shoulder as he was trying to score, and that's drawing some protests from Ashwaubenon. Cocker got caught in the rundown dead to rights as the Evergreens tried to suicide squeeze, and Zableski was unable to get that down. And now the umpires are going over and talking with Coach Dave Langbin. The runner is out on the attempted suicide squeeze. That's the second out. The Evergreens do move the runner over to third base, though, as Wyatt Brown advanced over to third on that squeeze play. But now there are two outs. And the question here, I would imagine they're discussing whether they are going to eject Cody Cocker for lowering that shoulder. And the home plate umpire is talking to the pitcher and is now going back to home plate. And we haven't had an indication on whether or not Cody Cocker's day is done for lowering that shoulder. And now the Ashwaubenon coach is asking for an explanation. When this is all sorted out, the count will be one ball and one strike on Kyle Zableski. And the question, the question is whether or not he's going to be ejected here or not. And I think the proper call is that Cody Cocker should be ejected. In the high school game, you're not allowed to do that. And now all of the umpires are huddling up, and they're going to discuss this. I don't think there is a scenario here where you could call a double out on that. I mean, that's not part of the rules here. Of course not. That's what some of the Ashwaubenon fans are hoping for. That's not going to happen here. The question really that we're deciding here is whether Cody Cocker stays in the game or not. And I think the correct ruling here is that Cody Cocker should be ejected for lowering that shoulder. Right, and that's a good point, because if he's ejected and the Evergreens come back and win this, he would not be eligible to play in the second game here if the Evergreens are involved in that second game. And that's why this is a big call, and that's why the umpires, I think, are huddling up to make sure they get this one right. And now they are going over to coach to talk with Coach Dave Langbin. And the issue there is they're not going to let Wyatt Brown keep third base. They're going to move Wyatt Brown back to second base. That's what they're talking about. That because of the infraction at home with the lowered shoulder, the runner can't advance after the infraction. Now, I'm not sure that that's the right call, because I think Wyatt Brown was going to take third base regardless. This is a long delay to get this straightened out. Right, so they're going to move the runner, Wyatt Brown, back to second base. They are going to say that he does not get the additional base here, and they are indicating that Cody Cocker, for lowering that shoulder, is going to be ejected from the ballgame. So now there are two outs. The Evergreens failed to execute the suicide squeeze, trailing by a run. It is 1-1 to Kyle Zableski, and there are two outs. And this has been a long delay. Let's see if this affects pitcher Kyle Monroe or whether it affects batter Kyle Zableski. Zableski walked his first time at bat. 1-1 pitch, and that's up high. It's a ball and two strikes. Evergreens have Austin Behrens out on deck if the game continues. Wyatt Brown with great speed at second. They'll try and score him on a hit to the outfield. Pitch there is inside. Three balls and one strike. The Evergreens here are down to their final out. Still trail by a run. And you know what? The Evergreens in this inning had none out and runners on second and third and have not scored. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Now Kyle Monroe is one strike away from ending the Evergreen season. A Zableski hit to the outfield could tie this ballgame. Here it comes, 3-2. Outside, walked him. Kyle Monroe, frustrated, pounded his glove, knew that he let that one get away, and the Evergreens have runners on first and second with two outs.
That brings up
and
six.
Austin Behrens will bat. Behrens has not had a lot of experience at the plate, and the Evergreen season comes onto his shoulders. Behrens was charged for the two runs that came around because of batters that he walked. He stands to be the losing pitcher if he can't get himself off the hook here. First ball pitch, strike one at the knees to Austin Behrens. Evergreens have the tying run at second base, but again, can't emphasize it enough. The Evergreens had none out and runners on second and third. Pitch there is up high. It's a ball to strike. Evergreens Baseball, brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services as we try and resurrect our season. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everett Sports. 1-1 pitch. That's inside. Almost hit him. A ball and two strikes. And Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. Two outs, two balls, and one strike to Austin Behrens. Behrens laid down a sacrifice bunt his last time up. Pitch there, off speed, that drops over. It's a call, strike two, two balls, two strikes. And for a second time in this ballgame, the Evergreens are down to their final strike. Still needing to get that runner in from second to keep the ball game going and get us back to a tie. 2-2 pitch down low. The Ashwaubenon players and the fans here just pleading for that third strike. That wasn't strike three. That was down below his knees. Count is full. Kyle Monroe's in danger of loading the bases, and Alex Kell is on deck. 3-2 pitch with a season in the balance. Steps off, and Wyatt Brown chased back to second base. Again, there is no one faster than Wyatt Brown. Love the Evergreens' chances to score and hit to the outfield. 3-2, runner going. It's outside. Ball four. Bases loaded. for high school kids, could you imagine a more pressure-filled situation than this? Again, Ashwaubenon is one out away from winning this ballgame. For the second time in the inning, the Evergreens have a runner at third base that could tie the ballgame. And here's Alex Kell. What did Alex Kell do his last time up? Smacked a double down the left field line to give the Evergreens the lead. Pitch there is inside, ball one. Nowhere to put Alex Kell. Again, the Evergreens, none out and runners on second and third. And they still haven't earned this tie. Pitch there to Kell is a high strike, borderline pitch. The high strike has not been called all game, but it was there. One ball and one strike. Kyle Monroe working to Alex Kell. Yeah, Kell's last at bat smacked a ball foul down the left field line and then smacked one into the left field corner. Pitch here, and that one is smacked foul down the third base line. And this is the third time that the Evergreens are down to their final strike. Kell today has walked, lined out to the shortstop on a play where a runner was doubled off and doubled. So he's hit the ball hard all three at-bats. 1-2 pitch coming here with two outs. Here it is, outside ball. Two balls, two strikes. And the Ashwaubenon fans continue to howl. See, this is going to be really frustrating for them. I mean, what if Alex Kell delivers a hit here? The fans behind me think that he had struck out on that pitch and the game should be over. 2-2, off speed. It's popped up, and it's in the infield, and this should do it. Shortstop Jake Monroe makes the catch. Ashwaubenon has defeated D.C. Everest 5-4, and the Evergreen season has just come to an end. Congratulations to the Ashwaubenon Jaguars. The Evergreens are going to do some soul searching because it takes some doing to have two in scoring position with none out and not get a run. And that's what happened to D.C. Everest in the seventh inning. The opportunity was right in front of them, and in the end, the Evergreens did not deliver. The key play in that ballgame in the seventh inning sequence was a runner on third and an attempted suicide squeeze where the Evergreens were unable to get the bunt down. Ashwaubenon advances to take on Bayport with a bid to state on the line, and the Evergreens see their season come to an end with a 13-win and 11-loss record. Again, our final score, 5-4. We'll be back with a wrap-up, and we'll wrap up our fall, our spring sports season and our Evergreens athletic season for 2013 and 2014. We'll have some closing thoughts after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Hey, you.
Who?
Who?
We have you covered.
I got you covered.
Aggressively.
From the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people would tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, bro. I got you covered, man.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go.
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up and get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to the campus of Wausau West High School, where just moments ago, D.C. Everest saw its baseball season come to an end. A 5-4 loss to the Ashwaubenon High School Jaguars. This was a back-and-forth ballgame. The Evergreens took the lead in the top of the sixth inning on a 2-RBI double from Alex Kell. The Evergreens went to the top of the seventh inning up 4-3, but allowed two runs in the inning. Those runs were charged to the losing pitcher, Austin Behrens. Behrens walked the first two men that he faced in the sixth, and they both came around to score on Hunter Falls' hit to right center field. That hit was a matter of inches. Wyatt Brown, playing in left center field, had to run on a full run into right center field and dove for the ball and had it go off his glove, just unable to make a very difficult play on a dead run. It cost the Evergreens two runs and put them down 5-4. There were four lead changes in this ballgame. So the Evergreens needed a run to keep the game going in the seventh inning. They got runners on second and third with none out, but could not score. The Evergreens attempted to have Cody Cocker come in from third base on a failed suicide squeeze. Cocker was ejected from the game for lowering his shoulder to cause a collision at home plate. The Evergreens still had Wyatt Brown out at second base with two outs, got him over to third, loaded the bases with two outs, but were unable to get the tying run as Alex Kell popped out to shortstop, bringing the game and the season to an end. So the Evergreens won two games in the playoffs this year before losing in these sectional semifinals and seeing their season come to a close. Ashwaubenon improves to 21-7, and will take on Bayport in about a half hour here at Wausau West, a game that we will not have on Fox Sports Radio since it doesn't involve one of our local teams. The winner of that game will play in the state tournament. They'll go over to Appleton on Tuesday. Kyle Monroe gets the win in the ballgame because the two runs that were scored where Ashwaubenon took the lead are on Kyle Monroe's ledger. Monroe worked 1 2/3 innings, and you give him credit for getting his team out of a jam with only one out and two men on in the sixth inning. So Kyle Monroe is a deserving winner. He allowed only one run. He gave up three walks. He struck out one. He did commit a balk. No runs and no earned runs charged to Kyle Monroe, the winning pitcher in the ballgame. And Austin Behrens, who worked two quality innings in relief, got himself into trouble in the sixth by walking the first two batters, and unfortunately for Austin, he takes the loss today because both of those two walked batters came around to score on that diving layout play that Wyatt Brown was just not quite able to come up with. The Evergreens really close, but just not quite today. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors and you, all of our listeners, for being a part of these D.C. Everest broadcasts. I counted it up this year on Fox Sports Radio. We did 85 Everest games between football, girls basketball, boys basketball, ice hockey, and baseball. It's been really fun to see these student athletes in action. We've had lots of memorable moments in 2013 from the fall and 2014 from the winter and into the spring. We look forward to the start of the football season, which, look at that, is not all that far away. Third week in August. But for now, we'll have to digest a disappointing end to the baseball season. Ashwaubenon 5, D.C. Everest 4. I'm Chris Conley, and that's going to do it for our D.C. Everest broadcast from the campus of Wausau West. Again, the Evergreens fall one run short against the Ashwaubenon Jaguars. Thank you for listening to Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good afternoon, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baysman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.